This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And obviously we all have the same observation. And if you didn't have this observation, I genuinely think we were watching different football games. There were only a couple of people I saw even country. Patrick Mahomes on Friday was incredible. He was an incredible football player. Take out the results of the game or whatever. He was amazing. He was doing superhuman stuff. He was making passes from everywhere. Didn't matter if there was pressure, no pressure. He was dropping dimes. He was running. He was doing everything for this team, which is a common occurrence, unfortunately, in games in which it seems like are the hardest for the Chiefs to win. In games that are close or back to fourth, when they're like dead to rights, which is what it felt like early in the game against the Chargers, that's when Mahomes goes to a whole nother level. My problem is that when I see those games, instead of being happy that Patrick Mahomes is a superhuman who you should be happy is on your team and does things that other quarterbacks in the NFL can't do, I am instead reminded is I think he's just secretly hiding bigger problems all the time. That generally speaking, their roster has not quite been up to the standard of the other rosters of the good teams in the AFC, and that those games highlight where he masks a lot of deficiency that might exist from time to time.
Don't all the great ones, though?
They do. It's not even like a knock. It's like, I just feels like something we're supposed to say out loud in order to acknowledge it. Because that's what, he had no wide receivers. The offensive line still had problems, right? I mean, I assume we all saw in the pass he made to Hollywood Brown, does it count as a block if you don't touch a guy in what Kingsley did against Khalil Mack? Did he get a finger on him before he was through the line coming at Patrick Mahomes? It doesn't matter who he's throwing to. It doesn't matter who the offensive line is. And unfortunately for us, I think you put it out in pregame, which is some of the coolest plays of Patrick Mahomes' careers, you can't even get the signed photo of.
No, I still can't get that one framed either, because the one of the Bucs Super Bowl where he was, hovering over the field as he threw it, that one you can't frame up. It happened in a bad Super Bowl loss, and then this one happened in a loss as well. So, yeah, we're 0-2 on throws like that you definitely, you can't get the still frame on it. I don't think it makes sense to frame that thing up. It is definitely a sign, though, of other issues. I think it reminds you, though, why you still have a chance every single game to win, though, with that said.
Yeah,
that's where it's like the panic and the issues are all there, but the world is ending, they now stink, gonna win 8 games kind of stuff is ridiculous, and it's a very select few that are texting that, by the way. It's not the majority of the fan base, but there's some of you. And that, because you have 15, you're in games, you have no business. Like, the game on Friday night, the way it played out, they had no business to win it. They still had a chance to win only, and I mean only, because Patrick Mahomes exists on this planet. So that's where you're right. It means things are not going well when he has to start making plays like that. 100% with you. It also is why they have a chance still to win every game, even when they clearly have some issues they have to work through over the next 5 or 6 weeks.
That's, you know what, in a weird way, you're right. Maybe that's the encouragement I should take away. For anybody who's saying, well, now they're going to go 3-3 or 2-4, and they're going to lose to the Ravens and lose to the Lions and lose to the Eagles, which are all games they have, by the way, on their schedule before Rashee Rice comes back. I would remind you that by some miracle, in the third quarter of that game, they were a Harrison Butker extra point away from tying it in the middle of the third quarter, and they still had a chance to get a stop on defense in order to get the ball back for the offense to do it. Now, I will say, like, that Butker ended up playing like a big factor because it got him down 2 scores and all that other stuff. And look, he made a crazy kick before half that team, I mean, kudos to them and their special teams department for getting that thing off at all and for Butker for making the kick. Well, the extra point just changed the dynamic of like what they had to go for win. And that was a team that was still in it until the very end, until Justin Herbert made a scramble to get a first down. The Chiefs were still alive.
And if we look at what happened last season or the seasons before that, I think that the defense being as good as they were helped them win the game, where the defense wasn't that great. And what happened, they lost the game. Like, even going back to last season with a particular team, or even in the Bills game, I think, where the defense couldn't stop a nosebleed and Josh Allen had to be Superman. Like, they found a way to win it. But I think if the Bills would have lost that game last night, people would have come away with the same sort of question where Josh Allen played at an MVP level and it didn't happen. Where I think last year, and I'll talk about it for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Joe Burrow had to do the same thing last year and the defense didn't show up and we saw what happened. I think that's a lot of what happened in this Chiefs game, where everything went wrong and Patrick Mahomes was good enough to give them a shot, but it wasn't good enough to win the game in the end. With the Chiefs defense, they should be better. So it's not going to continue to snowball, I don't think. But I think this game, and then if the Bills would have lost, would have been eerily similar from the quarterback playing at an all-time level and coming away with a loss in the end.
I think it was the best quote any player or any coach gave after the game, and it was when Mahomes had said after what you're saying, Drew, which is, what we learned here is we can't always just come from behind. There is no team who comes down from double-digit losses more than the Chiefs. They are historically like a 650 winning percentage when trailing by double digits, which is like 40% better than the rest of the NFL on average. Like, I think the regular winning percentage is like 250, and he wins it over a 600 pace. And he said, it was good for us to know we can't just always come from behind and do it again. And that's why, like, this game, like, it doesn't bother me that Mahomes came up short this time. Historically, when they are down and out and down double digits, he does come from behind way more than any other person on the planet should even have business doing because of the way he played in that game. But it is good to learn the lesson of you can't always just come from behind. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know if the quote makes sense. I don't know if it was like my favorite thing in general, because I would say, like, did you really need that for that to let you guys know? Like,
you're used to it.
I think the Super Bowl should have told you, you know, that. I thought the whole storyline all offseason was that they're motivated, they're on a revenge tour, they're going to go prove people wrong and all this. And then after the game, they said they didn't meet that moment. That was jarring to me, actually.
That one was the most damning one versus this one, where I think you're just like, hey, we got to, you know, we can't always just make up for the problems. But you're right. They didn't meet the moment. And it felt like kind of a more terse game than normal for them, in the sense that infighting, right? Tranquil's yelling at him and, you know, we saw on the offensive line when they were talking to Kingsley about this, or Jawan Taylor. We saw, who was it that was yelling at Jawan Taylor after the penalty? Kelsey was on his ass.
He was hot
after Jawan Taylor got called for another penalty. So, I mean, it's just very uncommon for them. And look, probably for the same reason that fans feel bad. Their last win was January last year. Not that important, but that was the last time they won. Was the AFC Championship game. So it's probably been a little while since they got to feel good about themselves. Last game they played, they got their ass kicked 2 games ago. Then this game, they didn't get their ass kicked, but they didn't play anywhere near their normal standard. So they're probably like, oh, this is frustrating. We don't like playing football this way. We're a team that wins and is about winning. So beat the Eagles this weekend, and I don't imagine any of that little infighting will happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.